This is HPR episode 1932 entitled, Klaatu Interviews Grafana, and is part of the series, Interviews. It is hosted by Klaatu, and is about 8 minutes long. The summary is, an interview with the Grafana project at All Things Open Conference 2015.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi everyone, this is Klaatu and I'm at the All Things Open Conference. I'm talking to Torkel from Grafana. So, what is Grafana?
Yeah, Grafana is an open source tool, website that can download and install, and it allows you to build dashboards and visualize time series metrics. So it's heavily focused on graphs and time series, hence the name Grafana. It's started out as a dashboard, alternative dashboard for Graphite, which is a really popular tool for visualizing application metrics and infrastructure metrics. Anything really. Yes. So it started out as a front end for the alternative dashboard for that, but since then it's become sort of the leading tool for visualizing time series metrics from any time series store. So it supports InfluxDB and OpenTSDB, and in the upcoming release, even sort of metrics from Elasticsearch as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like the main audience is kind of like web service type companies or people.
Well, it's I mean, if you the main usage for Grafana is to sort of gain observability and monitor your infrastructure for maybe I/O, memory, disk. But so that's maybe 30-40%, and the remaining 30-40% are application metrics and the combination of application metrics and server infrastructure metrics. So an application metrics can be anything. It can be sort of performance metrics for your application, or business or user behavior metrics.
Now, when you say application, do you mean like literally an application? Like I'm running, like I don't know, a graphics application or something, and I want to see how quickly it's rendering or something. Or
when I say application metrics, it could be it's mainly sort of server applications.
Okay.
How's
my web server?
Yeah.
How's PHP?
Yeah, your PHP backend, or your .NET or Java backend, or whatever sort of server application you're running, or services. So there are a ton of these libraries out there that allows you to instrument your application, to send metrics to Graphite or InfluxDB.
Okay.
And that allows you to sort of know what your application is doing, and also where the performance bottlenecks are.
So it sounds like Grafana, I mean, it must by nature, I would think, be fairly modular. I mean, because it sounds like you can kind of attach it basically anything. Is that correct? Or do you need like an infrastructure?
Well, I mean, it's modular in there are two kinds of abstractions really in that there are visualization types called panels that you sort of build dashboards around.
Okay. The actual like the graphs that people are going to look at.
There are like two core panels that ship with Grafana that are the graph panel and the single stat panel, and there are other sort of more panels as well. The other main component is a data source. So that's a very sort of rich thing in Grafana that defines how a panel can get its data. A data source can be a Graphite data source or InfluxDB data source. But each data source also has the concept of a query editor, because the main sort of philosophy in Grafana is to make it easy to build dashboards, but also query data sources.
Okay.
So these query editors can be really complex and rich to make it easy to find the metrics you want and find the sort of explore the data sets you have.
And so is that like a built-in sort of query language that you're using?
Yes. So each of these data sources, like Graphite, InfluxDB, or OpenTSDB, have different concepts for how you query the data and different query languages. So what these different query editors do is sort of expose the power for those query languages through different sort of UI. So the Graphite query editor looks very different from the InfluxDB editor because they have very different query languages.
What is Grafana written in?
Yeah, so the backend is written in Go, but the front end is all JavaScript, HTML, and using Angular, the Angular framework. And I'm looking at it, moving it to Angular 2 when that sort of comes out. So that's most of the code is in the front end, but the backend that's written in Go is getting more and more features as time goes. It started out as a front-end only application, so kind of recently gained a backend to support more rich features. Another core philosophy is to make a tool that is usable by everyone, so not so relegated to an ops department. So, I mean, I'm a developer. I started using Graphite and Metrics to get insight into the production environment for my applications and understand what's going on. But I also find user and business metrics really useful. So I kind of had this phrase, we have a poster as well, called Democratize Metrics. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea behind that concept is to make metrics tools more accessible to everyone and not have only operation metrics and only application metrics or only business insights or business intelligence metrics, but to have a tool that can actually combine all of these and make them accessible to everyone. I mean, Grafana doesn't really care what it is you're visualizing, as long as the data resides in any of its supported data stores. Most use it for infrastructure and performance and application metrics, but then there are really fun cases where someone built a public Grafana dashboard visualizing the availability of bikes in Calgary.
Oh,
and someone in Japan built a public dashboard visualizing the queue length for public hospitals.
Nice, yeah.
So I mean, and some use Grafana for sort of home automation and weather. Grafana is very open-ended in what you can use it for, as long as the data is available somewhere.
Because my job doesn't require me to monitor that much stuff right now, I'm just really thinking about like how I can get this home and just have a go at it. So where can people like either try it or obtain it?
You can learn more about Grafana at the site, grafana.org. At that site, you can also find links to a play and demo site where you can actually play around with graphs and look how it works.
Okay.
So you're an open source project. Are you also a business?
Grafana itself is a completely sort of open source project, 100% open source. Behind Grafana is a company called RainTank that is sponsoring development, and me and two other guys are co-founding this venture to commercialize certain aspects of Grafana. We are trying to build an open source metrics and monitoring system. And you can find more information on RainTank at raintank.io.
Cool. Yeah, I will check both of those things out. I've seen the demos at your booth, and it's really pretty to look at. It's really cool. So thank you so much.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.